The director of the charity Arts for Health Cornwall, Jane Howard, says people's needs could be met better.
Everyone has a story. Everyone with dementia has their own story, and that family has their own story. And it's getting those stories out there and understanding what are the key things, what are the things that should have happened that didn't happen. But further on in that journey, what do they wish they'd known at the start that they didn't know?
She's hoping the new initiative could improve the quality of life for people with dementia.
There's something about a bit of innovation in there, and I think that's where we would come in terms of looking more creatively, both at how those services can be organised around the individual, but actually working with the individuals really creatively to think about what would benefit them, what are the things that interest them and have interested them in the past, what's the potential for the future. Yeah, how can we really help people to remain active in their management of dementia, so they're not just passive recipients of care, but actually they're working together with their family, with other carers, to really not just cope with, but to still enjoy life.
The Design Council's yet to decide which teams will help deliver the new ways of working. Robert Wolfe from C is well aware about the scale of the challenge.
I think globally it currently costs $600 billion, and that's been forecast to cost $3 trillion by 2050. So the cost of doing nothing is going to be huge as people live longer, as medicine improves. That's why there is a need to innovate now.
Absolutely. Very interesting there. BBC Radio Cornwall's Hannah Stacey reporting on the Design Council's challenge to help people live well with dementia. C Communications in Penryn, as we've just heard, is one of 15 teams shortlisted for the Department of Health-funded project. And we will, of course, be following that story right here at BBC Radio Cornwall. But,